meeting for October 5th, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Richard, you're here to lead us in the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Wiesel?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the September 14th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections, let us know. It'll be on the agenda for next week. Committee reports, Public Works discussed the Brule sandbag policy. I gave this to y'all a long time ago, and I haven't been around, and we hadn't put it on the agenda. I assume y'all have carefully studied every word in it since then. Probably, y'all probably have it memorized by now. So does anybody have any comments or questions or concerns or whatever? Just a policy. I mean, no, we're not going to vote on it. I just need to see if y'all have an agreement with it, disagree.
And this will just be for those specific...
Very few people.
Property owners that have an issue.
Very few, yeah.
Now, we have a big storm, and we're piggyback on the parish.
If we have 26 inches like we had, like they had in South Carolina, this ain't going to help.
Right.
This don't kick in.
Right.
This is only to address people that we know have a problem or a potential problem or really are concerned about their situation. Basically, all we want to do is, like we do with nuisances, just talk to them and say, what can we do for you? Can we bring you bags ahead of time? Can we stage some here in the town hall? You know, set up a line of people, like maybe it's their neighbor, maybe it's, you know, one of the council members or somebody, to say, when the storm comes up, we're going to give you two or three names that you just tell us who they are. We'll call them, and they'll go over there, and they'll help you out. I can really only think of three right now, but I'm sure there's more than three. But, you know, there's some people that are assistance. And this is all this is supposed to do. It's designed for people, even if there's a pile of sand and there's shovels and there's sandbags out at the park, they still got a problem. They still eventually have to go and get somebody. And usually it's after the water's up, and it's really kind of not too late, but it's... There's a lot of anxiety, and this is what this is going to do, hopefully. That's all. I'd say let's try it, and if it don't work, it don't work.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
The last time we had a hurricane here,
right,
the parish actually came out and put some pallets of sandbags in certain areas, but I think it was just where they thought it
right.
Maybe it would be a good idea for you to come up with a
location
for the next time there's a hurricane, for them to actually have some target places to actually put
back. Your idea is good, and we're going to do it. But this thing, I don't know if you even have a copy of it. This thing says, we understand that hurricanes, we have more time to prepare, and we usually don't have that big a problem because there's so much preparation. This is mostly geared for storms that just come up, like Thursday night we go to bed and we get 6 inches of rain in an hour. You know, we don't know it's coming, and we don't have time to prepare. This is a good point, though. If we tell them ahead of time, hey, we want a pallet here, we want a pallet there, before the hurricane even gets here, then, you know, that's a good idea.
I'm going to do it. I'm saying that is because I know they dropped a pallet off in my front door.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they were gone in like 20 minutes. And people said, oh, we like having you as our councilman because they bring stuff to your house.
Uh-oh.
That's really not.
That wasn't the intent.
No,
so we can mark you down as one of the locations, right? You volunteer. No, I understand what you're saying.
But it still will keep saying over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I got him straightened out, but there's going to be sand there. Let's put it that way.
I hope you will.
Good luck on that one. Okay. I don't want to talk about that. I really don't want to talk about
it.
Yeah, I've been in counseling. I'm trying not to get my blood pressure up. My counselor is sitting next to me. All right. Anything else on that? Planning and zoning, top three derelict buildings. Really, I don't have a report. As far as I know, the last time we gave them a grace period and we're still waiting.
Road lease, I talked to the attorney this morning.
Yeah.
They are very close to filing for the partition because that lady in Texas who owns the other half of it, for some reason, possibly having to do with possibly having gotten remarried, but not being divorced from the first husband, she doesn't want to have anything to do with this property over here.
Yeah.
Legalities.
I hate when those legalities get in the way. So, all right.
So sometime...
Have we already passed the point where we know more than we should know?
Yeah. Right. Sometime this month, they will either have a sale to Richard of her half, or he's going to file the partition.
Good.
Got the suit prepared. He's just
right.
Waiting for Richard.
And we gave the Woods 90 days, I believe it was.
Yeah,
so
and they got
still, all right. I'm good with all that.
She might be more.
Anybody have any discussion on that?
And the St. John's Street House that Lawrence Grove.
Yeah, that's off. That's done. We took it off the list. It's down in the list down here at the top of those that are done. That's it. That's the ones that are closed. Yes, ma'am.
I see we have to just keep an eye out on that house that was moved on Main Street.
Yeah.
About his grass.
Yeah, we talk to him on a regular basis. And it's... Well, we talk to him on a regular basis.
What's that long thing they built?
That's a house. 865 square feet or something like that. Yeah, it's zoned R3, I think. R4, yeah. That's what it is. Yep. Anything else? All right. Variance request, Ms. Joy Hughes. She just wants to put a fence. She's got the culverts in the ditch, so, you know, it's a pretty standard. We allow that if they have culverts in the ditch, so.
Orleans Quarters, Phase 3.
Orleans 4, yeah. Orleans West, actually.
Orleans West, Phase 3.
Yeah. Any discussion on that? Finance Committee review September bills. Any comments?
Got our football equipment.
Yeah. So, I didn't see anything that excited me, but I see them every day anyway. Anybody? All right.
Hey, Rick,
yes?
I see that cutting. I saw Entergy on here, but is Entergy the one that's cutting all those trees on LA Street?
Yeah. Yeah, they are cutting them all over town. If they're in there right away, they cut them. Yeah. There's a tree on my street. Well, that was a tree, not as half a tree. They cut that sucker right down the side, boy. Only thing is there's a trunk and the other half of the tree.
They don't leave anything on top.
No. And I really can't say, but I'm sure they have the legal right to do it. And, you know, we've had various complaints over the last couple of years of more power outages than we used to have. And that's, you can look at the stats and that's usually what causes it. But that, yes, they are. They're doing it.
Speaking of trees, is that tree?
Yeah, I was going to get to that in the mayor's report. But the tree on River Oaks, we got actually a bid from Sidney Vaughn of, I think it was $2,600. Very good bid. We thought the guy who looked at it said it looked like about a $5,000 removal. So, and then we got two other bids, and they were higher, significantly higher, but higher. And so we told Sidney today, go ahead. I think he said he's going to do it Wednesday. So I couldn't believe that how bad a shape that tree was. I hadn't looked at it in 6 months, but boy, it's in bad shape. Anyway, anybody else?
Where's River Road?
That little bitty road that goes right.
Next to my house.
Yeah, next past his house a little bit to the left, but
it's all the way to the end.
It's kind of hard to describe. Personnel discussed pay adjustment for Mr. Robert Quatrevin. I sent the council a email. This young man worked for us part-time for a while, and when we lost Johnny DeVillier, Wayne recommended to me, and I certainly agreed, that he should be put on full-time. That was, I want to say, 4 months ago, maybe five. He's still in his probationary period, but... Wayne recommended to me, and I wholeheartedly agree, that he needs to get a pay grade, pay adjustment, a raise. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Did I tell you all in the email?
You did, but I don't recall.
What was the amount? From $14.42 to $16 an hour. And I'm going to recommend that Monday night. And this guy is, he's very, got a mechanical aptitude. He's got a really good work ethic. Good guy, and we need to make sure that we keep him. And he likes working for us, so I'm going to recommend it strongly. Any discussion on that? Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee, Chief, you got anything?
No, sir.
Governmental Affairs, review all elected official salaries. Now, our ordinance says,
This month.
Yes. Our ordinance says that I'm supposed to put on the agenda in October of the third year a statement, an item that says review all elected official salaries. Monday night, I'm suggesting that it be introduced. If y'all want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. If y'all want to wait till November, talk about the details. I discussed it offline with a couple of the council members, and they indicated to me they'd like for me to come up with a recommendation. Since I'm not running again, I feel a lot more comfortable talking about other people's salaries, and especially if they're not mine. So I don't mind making a recommendation at all. So I'll have a recommendation for y'all. Debbie did some research. Apparently while I was gone, somebody asked her to do it. And she researched towns, and I think... did I send it to y'all? Yeah, I sent it to y'all. So it's just, I mean... Every time we talk about this, you can find anything you want in those statistics.
Right.
You can find anything you want. And it basically comes down to let's just do what we think is the right thing. So you don't have to change them. You don't have to change anything. But I'm going to recommend that Monday night all three of the ordinances be introduced. And if we don't do anything with them, any one or all two or all three, then we can do that. So we need to put it on the agenda for Monday night.
Is there a deadline by which you have to make a decision?
By December 31st.
Yeah. Otherwise,
basically the December meeting. You know.
Hey, you got to do it before
the end of the year.
Before the end of the year,
because next year's an election.
Okay.
You can't do it by order.
Got to have 12 months before you.
No, not 12 months. It can't be during the calendar year of the election.
Right. You can't set them, and then once the next term starts, you can't increase them. We can't decrease them anyway, but you can't increase it. So. We took that idea from the parish, and I think it's
basically you have the next 2.5 months to do something if you want to increase or decrease or whatever.
Got it.
If you want to change it.
So be prepared to discuss it.
Real quick, does anybody have any input on that? Does everybody have?
They don't have.
Oh, they
didn't
give me
this copy? No, I didn't give. I just gave it to y'all.
All right, never mind.
We'll have them in the package next week. Okay. I mean, next month. Yeah, we still want input. You know, talk to whoever you want. Discuss trick-or-treat for the, probably the 10th consecutive year. Make a recommendation that we don't have trick-or-treat. However, I'll put this item on the agenda anyway, and I will be, I feel fairly confident that I will be voted down 5-0, which will not be a surprise.
Between that and Christmas, you really make good friends with the
church. Well, the yeah, and Christmas and trick or treat are exactly the same in one way. Everybody agrees with me, but nobody's gonna say anything. Yes, sir.
We say kids to your house, you give them candy.
Yeah, we do. We actually sit in the front. We sit in the front yard and let the mosquitoes chew on us. We have our mosquito dough.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the mosquitoes are bred to have the maximum hunger on October 31st every year. Because I'm going to tell you what, I've been out there with skeeter bars and everything, and little kids come, you throw stuff in it. There's so many of them, you know. It's horrible. But I'm going to be at the Breeders' Cup, so I don't care. I'm not, you know, y'all can have trick or treat. All right? Mayor's report. Okay, I got quite a few things. I want to express my appreciation for all of you who were so disappointed that I didn't have a mayor's report last month because I wasn't here. I mean, I know y'all treasure it, right?
Well, Scott was very happy.
Yeah. I listened to the tape. I know y'all. I know what y'all did. All right. We changed the two aerator blowers at the pond that had blown out. We don't know why they blew out. We've had the electricians look at it, make all kind of suggestions. You know, we do this, we do that. But every time there's a suggestion made, there's a reason why that suggestion is probably not the the reason why it happened. So to that end, we had already purchased a voltage recorder. So I had them hook up the voltage recorder so that we will be able to tell when we have voltage excursions one way or the other. That pond's been out there since 1985, I think, 83 or 5, something like that. Pond's been out there a long time. And the trees are way over there, for way far away from the electrical panel. So if there was a lightning strike that caused it, it didn't hit any of our equipment directly. And even if it hit a tree, it would be very difficult for me to believe that all of these things went out because of one lightning strike, but some of the other things weren't damaged. So be that as it may, talking to the people at Sun, we're gonna see what we can do. We're starting to suspect that it's some kind of voltage excursion on the Entergy line feeding us. So we're going to try to check that out and make sure that's it. But the aerators are working fine now, and there's no problem. So,
hey, George, just to let you know, I told Wayne my mom had an issue with lights burning out in the house.
Yeah.
And Entergy came. She had an electrician come look. And the transformer was putting out too much voltage to her house. She's been there for, I don't know, however many years, a long time.
Yeah.
And it just all of a sudden started happening.
Yeah.
And there was three homes in the area that was having light bulbs burn out. I told Wayne about it, and he said he was going to have Entergy check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to... You know,
the way
those lines work, if a branch falls across the lines, I don't know if you've ever seen a branch fall across the lines, but it's like the sun just came out. It's a bolt of lightning. But they have devices on there to delay the tripping for 3 seconds, 4 seconds, because a lot of times a branch will hit it and then it'll bounce off. And that's good and that's not good, because the surge that goes through there may affect a piece of equipment. And when you got three phase, you got a whole different set of problems. So we're still trying to figure it out, but you know, we've got a recorder now to at least tell us what our history is. So if we get what you're talking about at your mama's house, if we get voltage excursions, we'll be able to see them. It might happen during the middle of the day and with nothing going on. You know, we don't know. So we, you know, working at it, but what we got out there is working good right now. Stonewall, if y'all remember, they had a list of items that we gave them that were warranty items, and they weren't real quick about it, but they did finish them now, and Wayne accepted the work, so they're done. We don't have any warranty items.
The street's much better.
Yeah. We had one of our pumps, and I can't remember what station, that went out, and this guy who's kind of like a consultant for this type of work, he was talking to Wayne, and he convinced Wayne that there's a pump that fits our station fine. It's called a Keen pump, K-E-E-N, and it's half the price, and it's as good or better. So I gave Wayne permission to buy one. We've installed it, and it seems to be working fine. He sold us two of them for the price of one. So it's working good, and we don't have any reason to believe that it's not going to work. It's been in place for maybe a month now, and it's working fine. The grasshopper that was budgeted was delivered, brand new machine, working good. This month is the month that we rent the small backhoe, the track backhoe, and we're cleaning ditches on Aline Street, and we're going, the next is Live Oak, and then I can't remember. Wayne's got a list of things he wants to clean out and dig out and all this stuff, so it's going well. I told Scott a while ago, the tree on River Oaks was, I think the price was $2,600, but Sydney's going to start Wednesday and get that done. I attended the chamber meeting, I think it was last week, and the guy who's in charge of tourism for the state was there, and you know, I did not realize, but 11% of all the employees in the state of Louisiana are as a result of tourism. And that sounds like a lot of people. They also, and I don't know where you get your hands on, I suppose you can go to their website, But they have some film, some tapes they put together, some videos they put together with all the famous chefs and all that stuff to promote Louisiana food, and they're really good. I don't know who put them together, but they're really, really good. And he showed us a couple of those, and if you get a chance, you might want to take a look at them. And I was talking to Ronnie Harris, who's the executive director of the LMA, about something, and he was telling me that the LMA was putting together a program to help towns and cities deal with their nuisances, especially grass and dead cars. And I was telling him, I said, Ronnie, I think you're doing a great thing and all that, but I said, I can tell you from experience that the implementation of it is not easy. And I related some of the growing pains we had to get to the point where we had today. And so he and two of his employees came over today, and we showed them our ordinance, which is not a big deal. Plus, we showed them all of our check sheets and our letters that we send out. We have fill in the blank letter. We've developed a real good program on how to do it. And we talked to them about the selling it to the public. The buy-in from the elected officials, things like that. So they said they got something out of it. I think they did. We got to talking about adjudicated property, which we don't really have a problem with that. The city of Baker has...
That's because we don't have a property tax, so we don't do tax sales. So
yeah.
We do not adjudicate any property to the municipality.
Right.
That's why we don't have any.
Right. You know how many Baker has?
Oh, okay.
18 pages. Pages. Pages, not 18, 18 pages listing adjudicated properties. Now, adjudicated property means, okay, town, it's your problem now.
That's because no one,
yeah,
property is so fine that no one at tax sale bids on
it. That's right.
Pay the tax.
So the town's got it now.
The town's got it.
And
yeah.
He says they're, because of, Baker and people like them, they're going to try to get some legislation to. But I was shocked to hear that. I said, man, I thought we had that.
I'll find out a little bit later this month, because it's kind of a new thing that the LMA is doing at the City Attorneys Association, CLT, in 3 weeks. And that's one of the topics they're going to talk about is the LMA's assistance to Baker because of that.
That's we think we got problems. That's all right. I think you want to go into executive session, but let's do remarks of personal privilege and announcements first, and then any remarks of personal privilege? Anyone?
We had our landmark ceremony on September 20th. It was very well attended. Thank Debbie and Jamie Luke
for
all they helped with that.
Good. Anyone else?
Can I give my report from my ear?
Go ahead, sure.
This Saturday starts early voting for the election on October 24th. Early voting is from the 10th of October to the 17th, Saturday to Saturday. The parish council, real quick, there's five people that were elected with no opposition. Myself, Ricky Liu, Gary Spillman, Barry Huggins, and Charlene Gordon. There's going to be four races, one in Addis, between Kurt Eileen and Mr. Wilson Cook Caz. District 3, which would be Cleet Nabear and Naomi Fair. District 6, Phil Porto and Doug Wilkinson. And District 9 is Mr. Bob Robertson and Elliot Dewey. The last thing I want to say is that our budget process is starting this month in the parish. We've already been doing some things, but we will have special meetings on November the 3rd, which is Tuesday. That's all our special revenue funds. That's extremely boring. The next night is Wednesday. That's November the 4th. That's general fund and all our utility funds. Those are much more interesting. We do have the cover for the playground equipment that Rose had asked for. That's put in there. And then the final public hearing will be December the 10th, Thursday, December the 10th, at our regularly scheduled meeting. So that will be when we'll actually assume adopt it, but the public will be able to have input there. The public is invited to all the other meetings, and they're extremely interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No.
Look forward to it. You gotta go, we don't have to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? All right, announcements. Fish already talked about the early voting. Landmark and Heritage Meeting is October 19th at 6:30. Election Day is October 24th. Take Back Tonight. I didn't talk about that. I went to a meeting, IRS or something like, it's about domestic abuse, and they're having this get together called Take Back Tonight at the Plaquemine Waterfront on October 31st at 5:30. So if you're not trick or treating, you might want to go there. The Veterans Day reception is November 11th at noon, like it is. So with that, Tom, you want
to? I would like you all to go into effect reception under Revised Statute 4246, discuss litigation.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second
Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the public? Any comments from the council? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Freeshore.
Yes.
Councilmember Gibson.
Yes.
657.
I don't think we're going to.